We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. Amen. If we have a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then we know more about it than anybody else. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then you're right, Mark, you can get it. And if you don't have it, then you don't know what we're talking about.
Amen, brother.
Because you've got to have it before you understand what it's all about this morning. But if you've got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you're never alone. Amen. You're never alone if you have a personal relationship with Christ, because He promised us that He would not leave us and He'd not forsake us.
That's right, brother.
He said, I'll go with us even unto the end. No matter what we go through this morning, no matter what troubles, what trials comes our way, if we know Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, then you're in good hands and He will bring you through it. Amen. How many believe that this morning? We've all been through troubles and trials. Amen. We've all going through them today. But you just need to remember that you and Jesus will never leave you. Amen. When the devil comes attempting and trying, he said, I'll give you the power in the name of Jesus to say, get behind me, Satan. And he's got to move. Amen. All right, if you have your Bible this morning, it might be a little different, but God laid it on my heart, and I tried to get away from it last night, but He just laid it on my heart. And I don't know how He's going to go with this morning, but I know as His servant, I'm going to let Him. I'm just going to be a mouthpiece this morning, and I'm going to allow Him to speak through me this morning. And Psalms chapter 78. I'm going to read quite a bit here this morning, perhaps, but I want to read a ways and to get down to what God really showed me this last night. In Psalm 78, and the Bible says, give ear, O my people, are we His people?
Yes.
To my law, incline your ears to the words of my mouth. In other words, listen and pay attention. He said, and I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Verse 4, it says, listen to this, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord. And His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generations to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Verse 7, it says, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. I feel something in this place, church. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation. Strong stuff.
Oh, yeah, brother.
A generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law and forgot His works and His wonders that He had showed them. Tell them that's a blessing on the soul.
Thank you, Lord, for all those that are here this morning. Pray, Lord, to be with them, those out in the process, Lord, to be
Yes, Lord. Have your way. Give us understanding this morning. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I want to take a text, but I want to go back just a little bit up there where I read. But as I was reading last night, and as I know it was late, Connie, when I sent you the text of the Scripture last night, and you probably didn't think too well of me, lazy it was, but that's when God gave it to me. And I couldn't give it to you until God gave it to me. But in verse 11 there, it really struck me after reading the things before verse 11 and the things after verse 11. And I see that where we today are doing exactly what Israel did and what God told them not to do, the warnings, and we're doing the very same thing. Amen? We're doing the same thing. It said, and they forgot His works and His wonders that He had showed them. Now, back up in verse 1, He started this out, and this was a reminder of goodness to Israel. And not only to Israel, but unto us. And you know, it's good a lot of times people say, well, I don't understand the old Bible. I don't understand it. I've had preachers to say, I don't preach out of the Old Testament. I read the Old Testament as much probably as I do the New Testament. Why? Because it is the history, amen, that was before us, and God laid out the plan for Israel before He laid it out for us. Amen. And so God said, listen, O my people, to my law, and not only listen to it, but understand it and to do it. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us that we need to be a doer of the Word of God and not just a hearer of the Word. We've got a lot of people today that will hear the Word, but there's very few that wants to live by the Word of God. Can anybody say amen this morning? And so He said, I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old. In other words, He said, I'm going to bring up the past. I'm going to warn those that is the future. And He went on, and He said, we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. And here's what another verse that really got them. He said, we will not hide them from their children, showing to generations to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. What He was saying here, church, we will not hide God from them. We will not forsake our children. We will not leave them behind. And I thought about that, Sister Connie, when I thought about these children in our church here. And it seemed to me like that we, amen, were thinking more about ourselves than we were about our children. And when we keep our children from the teaching of God, then we are no better than Israel was. He said, we will not hide His God's Word from our children, showing generations to come. We as older people today, we that have done been down the road, we that have faced the battles every day, those that took a stand for God, if we don't teach our children the commandments and the way of the Lord, Satan will surely get them today. And God will, we at Bloomington Chapel are not going to let that happen. We're going to put our kids first before anybody else. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. Oh, God, we're going to preach here in a little bit, so just hold on. Just hold on. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Church, we are the generation. We are the generation today as parents that we should be teaching our children the commandments of God. Amen. If we don't do them, then who's going to do them, Brother Mark? If we don't teach our children and our grandchildren, I'm not just talking about at church. I'm talking about at home. I'm talking about when they rise in the morning. I give God praise before them. When you go to the table to eat, bow your head, lift your hands, and say, God, I thank You for my children. I thank You, God, for this food that You put on our table.
Yes, thank You, Lord.
What's happened, church? We've took God for granted. We have forsaken His laws. We've forsaken His commandments. He said, if you love, then keep My commandments. Are we keeping His commandments? Oh, we've got so self-satisfied. That just as Israel done, and we can look at this and we can talk about Israel, we can talk about this and talk about that, and about how Israel failed God, how Israel disobeyed God. I'm going to tell you, Israel has not done anything that the United States of America is not doing today. Why? Because they are forsaking the Lord. That's why the houses are empty today. That's why all of this mess is going on. People have put their trust in other things instead of the living God. They've lost their joy. They've allowed Satan to take their joy away from them, Brother Grace. And they've allowed him to take their peace away from them. We've allowed the world to do that to us. But I got news for the world. I've still got my peace. Hallelujah. I've still got my joy in the Lord. Why? Because I know who my Redeemer is this morning. I know who my Redeemer is, God. Woo!
Come on, thank you, Lord.
Woo! He said, make them known to your children. What about it, parents and grandparents?
Yeah.
Are you making the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you making His commandments? Are you teaching your children? Are you teaching your grandchildren the words of the Lord?
Come on,
you better be, because if you don't, Satan just waiting to take them.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Word.
That the generations come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to the children. Who is going to rise up? If we don't rise up and do it today and teach our children when they get grown, who is going to teach them? We have an obligation to our children today. We have an obligation to our family today. And we have an obligation to God today to keep His commandments and to follow His commandments. Amen. And we better do it while there's time left, because time is running out. It's running out. It's time we quit playing church and time we quit playing God. It's time we stand up and let the world know whose side we're on. Instead of running and hiding, amen. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Oh, it's at verse 8. It might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. That's south stuff. I don't know where that run over your head or what. Let me read that again. That you might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation. A generation that set not their hearts aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. They, the world of people out there today, has not got their mind made up. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm going to preach a little bit, if it's all right now. There's a world of people out there today can't make up their mind whether they want to serve the Lord or serve the world. Come on now, church. Help me. Let's hear some amen. I said the world full of people out there. I'm talking about these soul bids. These don't know where to go, the way of the Lord or the ways of the devil. And so they're mixed up. They're hauling in the middle. And Satan is pulling them. And they seem to be going that way. There's more people today. I'm talking about church people today. They claim to be Christians and not keeping the commandments of God. You say, preacher, are you judging them? I don't have to judge them. They judge themselves. The Bible says a good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit. Can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit? By their fruits, you shall know them. Hallelujah. I may have to rest about an hour and take a nap before I finish it. They didn't set their hearts right towards God. I'm getting down here in a minute. I'm going to preach. If God will just give me some more breath here a minute. Don't think I'm done just because I'll stop. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. In other words, what he was talking about, when you look at that and study it, Ephraim was one of the strongest of the strongest of the 12 tribes. They were well prepared. They were well armed. They were the greatest army of all. But in the time of battle, even though they had the equipment to stand up and fight the battle, they turned and they ran. Let me tell you something today. Hallelujah. I've got to say this if I never say another word. God has given His people today. That is you. He's given your people His people today. He gave them the resources. He gave them the weapon to stand up and defeat Satan and Satan's wily tricks. He's given us the power to do that. And we're rejecting that power. Amen. I said we're rejecting it. But He said, in the name of Jesus, the enemy has got to flee. We need to put on the whole armor of God that we took off. And we just need to stand up and fight back against the enemies of the world. If I can't put my trust in God, I sure ain't going to put it in the world. Woo! Yeah. Woo! That's hard, brother. Oh, boy. God, I feel good.
Amen, brother.
Thank God for a wife. A good wife, not just him, but a good wife. All right, now then. Let me get on down here. Y'all want to hear some more?
Come on,
said in verse 10, after Ephraim, they had the equipment to do battle, but they just didn't do battle. They turned and ran. They kept not the covenant of God. Listen to this. And they refused to walk in His law. They refused to walk according to God's law. Let that sink in just a minute. I'm talking about them. Now I'm going to talk about us. God has given us His laws. He's given us His commandments. Amen? To follow. To follow. And the world is not keeping God's commandments. And it's not only the world, and I'm sorry to say, there's a lot of churches today is not keeping God's commandments, Philip, because they are afraid to preach what the Word of God says. They're afraid to preach on sin because they're afraid that the church will get together and fire them and kick them out. And that's their living. I got news for you today. You can kick me out, not pay me a penny. I don't care. I'm just going to preach the Word of God. And I'm going to preach the truth according to God's Word and God's will. And if it is sin, I'm going to preach about it.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Amen.
You can like me or not like me. I don't really care. As long as God loves me and me His servant, Connie, I'm going to listen to God. I'm going to follow God. I'm not going to follow man this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus, anytime.
Yes.
Woo! I'm looking for that city that John seen coming down. Glory to God. Woo! God, I just got a vision of that place.
Oh, tell it, brother.
Woo! It'll make you want to shout. It'll make you want to run. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. Verse 11, and forgot His works and His wonders that He had showed them. Man, I read that. I know God was wanting to show me something, but I'm slow sometimes. But when He showed me that last night, I'm telling you what, I was sitting in that chair, and God showed me, put a thought in this mind. It took Him a while to get it in here. But when He did, there's chills went all over me. Whew. He said, and they forgot His works. And it was just like God asked me. He said, son, have you forgot my works that I've done for you? Have you forgot my works that I've done for the church? Have you forgot me? Has the church forgot me? I believe with all my heart, and I'm not condemning or anything, and I hope they hear this out here this morning. I've heard it loud and clear from God, and I hope they hear it, not from me, but from God. The churches today has lost their power. The churches today has allowed anything and everything to come in and run them. The churches today, many of them are allowing, if it feels good, then do it. Long as you come here, the churches today, many of them are doing anything and everything, Brother Larry, to get people to come in. They're not concerned about their souls. They're not concerned about them going to hell. They don't care where you go. But let me tell you something, friend. That's not my goal. That's not my purpose. I've always preached the truth the best of my ability. And I always will. With money or without money. I've never asked for a penny in my life to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've never asked Brother Larry a penny to do a funeral. I've never asked in my life. I've never asked to do a wedding. All people does it. People does what the Bible says they're supposed to do. You're supposed to support the God's servant. Amen. Because He works harder than anybody else. I'll promise you He does. I'll promise you there ain't a one that puts in any more hours here than I do, Larry. At preaching and teaching and church and the battles that goes on. You see, I don't just have me and my wife problems. We've got a lot of them, just like everybody has. But I've also got your problem than your family's problem. That's what God called me to do. Amen. And that's what I do. And I do it because I love to do it. I do it because I love Jesus. I do it because I love you this morning. Amen. That's why I do it. And I'm not going to stand before God and hear God say, you didn't preach the truth. You didn't share my truth with your congregation. You only thought about self and not them. That ain't going to happen, church. I'm going to preach you the truth because I love you, not because I'm mad at you. Have we forgotten God's ways? Have we forgotten His commandments? Oh, it went on over verse 35, and I'm going to close. You can read there when he's talking about Israel. Read on down through there. And he was talking about Israel and his goodness to them. How he split the Red Sea. How he let them walk through on dry land. How he fed them manna from above. The Bible said he opened up the windows of heaven and he sent down angel food. Amen. Sent down angel food to them. Everything that He done for them. He gave them everything they asked for. He did. God did. And God will give us everything that we ask for. But let me send out a warning to you. You better watch what you ask for. Amen. Because if you keep on bugging God and aggravating God about something that you don't need, He's liable to give it to you. And then you wish He hadn't give it to you. And God, He fed them angel food. Well, they said, yeah, but can He give us meat, you know, so to speak? And they wanted meat. Said, can He put meat on our table in the wilderness? God heard their griping. Hey, man, He heard their griping. What did God do? He sent the wind through there. And man, in the place where they was camped at, the Bible said He just piled up the quail. Hey, man, piled up the meat. He said, you want meat? I'm going to give you meat. I mean, He covered them up with it. It made them sick. But while they was eating it, the wrath of God came upon them. Why? Because they did not believe in God. People today, they want what they want. Amen. And if God don't give them their wants, what do? They get mad. If the preacher don't preach to suit them, they get mad and they run off out of church. Well, if you don't want to hear the truth, you might as well find you another, because if you come here, you're going to hear it. Amen. Amen. You're going to hear it. Somebody told me one day years ago, said, Brother Ralph, said, you're hard. I said, what do you mean hard? They said, you just preach it too hard. The Word of God ain't hard. All you got to do is read it, believe it, listen to it, and do it. If God sees you're trying, oh, you're going to fail. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. I fail a lot. But God knows who's trying. And God knows who's not trying. The Bible went on down through there and they said God just kept being good and being good, and He killed the leaders of Israel. And the Bible said, oh, if I ain't lost that, let me give it to you just one more time. Down there in verse 35. In verse 32 it said, for all this goodness of God, they sinned still and believed not for His wondrous work. Therefore, their days did He consume in vanity and their years in trouble. You know that generation left there, they never made it to the promised land that flowed with milk and honey that God gave them. They didn't do it. That generation didn't make it. Therefore, their days did He consume. Then it went on verse 34. Said, when He slew them, then they sought Him. When God set down His wrath on them, this other generation started looking and listening. And they returned and inquired early after God. But now listen to this. Verse 35. And they remembered that God was their rock. Woo, man, I'm telling you what, they just bumps all over me. Is He your rock this morning, church? And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God was their Redeemer. Listen to this, verse 36. Nevertheless, this is where a lot of people are at today. Is everybody listening? Say amen if you're listening.
Amen.
Nevertheless, they did flatter Him with their mouth. They flattered God with their mouth. Listen to this. And they lied unto Him with their tongues. God don't need your flattering. God don't need your pats on the back to Him. All God needs from us is to enter His house with thanksgiving and praise. All God wants from you, and all you have to do to be blessed, is read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. I'm talking about daily. I'm not talking about picking it up or taking it home on Sunday night or Sunday morning and laying it down there, and then Saturday night or Sunday morning pick it up and polish it up and wipe the dust off, make people think you've been reading it. No, don't do that. Don't let the dust get on it. Keep it off of your hands and your tears when you start reading it and start understanding it. Read the Word of God every day. Every day. He said we need to tell it to our children when they rise in the morning. We need to tell them when we sit down at lunch, when we sit down at night. We need to teach our children the commandments of God. He said when they go to bed at night, get them together, read them a Bible story, and explain to the story that you just read them. And you watch your children grow, and you watch them grow. Don't leave your children behind. Don't give them a sandwich and something to drink and tell them to go in the bedroom and watch TV and not to bother you parents. So many parents are driving their children away. Love your children. They're special. Love them. Take care of them. Love one another. Jesus said we need to love one another. Jesus said, as I have loved you. How much did He love you? He gave His life for you this morning. Does anybody need to pray this morning? You need to rededicate. You need to come and pray. Whatever the reason is, God is standing with open arms. Would you stand with us? Oh, standing with open arms here this morning.
said to me, there's somebody here that's been thinking about it. There's somebody here that's trying to figure out what it's all about. There's somebody here, he said, that he's letting something stand in their way between them and me. God wants to set you free from whatever that is. He wants to change your life this morning. You might say, well, preacher, I don't know what to do. I'm in a situation. I don't really know what to do. Why don't you come and let God help you? He said, I'll make the way. He said, trust me. God said, trust me. They're going to sing a verse this morning. Oh, the Holy Spirit, I feel it coming from the back of you this morning. And I know I feel it here. Would you give God a chance this morning to start a new life with Him? Would you give Him a chance to just start a new life? He's wanting to give you a new life. You're going to sing another verse, and this is for you. God said to give you another chance. So this is your chance. Go ahead, sing.